When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're in our 7 o'clock hour, and it is brought to you by Zero Res. Smart, lasting, clean. This is the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9. The Game. And you have to be feeling pretty good this morning now that the Atlanta Braves. Oh, you're not?
I'm exhausted.
You're tired.
I'm exhausted.
Well, they're postseason bound.
So mentally spent.
They get the Padres in game one of the wild card series after taking one from the Mets in a doubleheader, the last game of the doubleheader, 3-0.
So Friday night you win. Braves win. You feel good. Feel real good. Rolling into Saturday. Can't wait for college football. Georgia's down 30-7, 28-0, whatever you want to say. I watched Travis, and at some point in that time, I watched Travis d'Arnaud walk off Saturday night, and I'm like, hell yeah. There's a 97% chance at that point that the Braves are in the postseason. I'm like, all right, so this game is this Georgia game. I can relax. I don't got to worry about it. I'm just going to, you know, pour me another cocktail. And the Braves are going to the postseason.
Ah, but it was my fault. Ah.
So you got ahead of yourself.
Yeah.
Then Alabama, then Mike's Alabama makes it interesting because they apparently think that it's a championship fight and they're going to win on points at this point and they're just going to cruise the next six rounds.
I'm sorry, can I just say Williams? What's his first name?
Ryan.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I think.
To have two I know we'll get to that, but to have two catches like that. My mind was blown. I was trying to study and I couldn't.
You know that he was 17?
Oh, I've heard.
I have heard that one time, and listen, the fact that he is supposed to be going to his homecoming dance right now is insane.
But the Braves, he's making those in pregame. I love it. I don't love it. But I love.
But that's why
you're allowed to love that. Yeah,
I'm unbiased. So,
that's exactly why I compared him to Brock Byers, because you know what else? You know what he and Brock have in common? Neither played their senior year of high school. Anyways, that's the point, because he's supposed to be a senior, and Brock missed it because of COVID. So then that game gets very, very interesting, and, you know, I'm on the edge of my seat. We all know what happens with the Falcons and the Saints. We got to kick a 58-yard, career-long with 2 seconds left, as you've seen the video, I'm definitely telling Western, I'm 2 seconds.
Yeah, two seconds. I love that booth cam, man. That's awesome. Love seeing that.
Wes makes a joke, and he's being a little bit, you know, kind of trying to rib me a little bit. He's like, every time they set it up, he's like, make sure Bo Cam's got him in the center. Make sure he's in the center of Bo Cam.
And I'm like, Bo loves some FaceTime.
I'm like, Wes, we get it. We all know it's for me.
I need to retweet. I'm going to retweet that real quick for the morning shift account.
But then,
everybody needs to see it.
But then yesterday, we get into this. It's 3-0. Schwellenbach cruises. And then he gets a guy on. They pull him. Here comes Jimenez. I know Jimenez is going to get us out of this. Nope. Here comes Iglesias. 3-1. There's two on. Nobody else. Iglesias is going to work some magic. Nope. Then Ozzie comes up to bat after it's 6-3. Bases loaded. Boom. Ozzy works the magic. Nope. It's 6-4 at that point. Nope, because Pierce Johnson blows it. And I'm like, dude. So then we start that game, and it's 1-0, and I'm telling you, the tension is so tight. I mean, it was just brutal. It just felt like everything was on the edge.
Yeah,
it was. Two guys get on, and Eduardo Perez mentions that he had seen Eddie Perez talk to Marcell Ozuna either in that inning when they were out in the field or in the half inning. And I say our own because she's worked here at times with us. She's WSB TV Sports is Allison Mastrangelo. She asked Eddie Perez about his conversation with Marcell Ozuna.
I told him to think about the team, not about himself. And I guess he thought about it. And I said, if you do good, the team is going to win. If you don't do good, we have no chance to win. And that was a big at bat. I was so happy. I was so happy because every time I do that, I want those guys to do good. And that was special. That was special.
That's an Eddie Perez guy that played on a lot of Braves teams that won a lot of games.
Guy's gonna run a lot of
good plays. I'm pretty sure he was on that 95 team. I think he might have.
Backup guy, behind Javi.
I think he backed up Javi that year. If not, he was the year after or something like that.
Yeah. I completely agree. And to your point, to add to everything he was saying, we talked about this earlier, it felt like a microcosm of the season. The whole day yesterday felt like a microcosm of the season. You couldn't win when the other team scored 8 runs, whatever it is, and then you win games where it's like a 3-0, but you also deal with injuries along the way. You have backup guys come through. You have Ozzy fighting through pain, batting from the right freaking side of the plate, and everything else that goes into that, and this emotional roller coaster. I thought they did a nice job. I thought Brendan Gaudin did a nice job. He's like battling through everything that they've dealt with the entire season. The Braves somehow find a way to make it into the postseason. And that's where we're headed today, man. So big day ahead.
So Ozuna comes up, gets that hit. He gets the hit, makes it 3-0. We all calm down, right? I thought Snitker did a phenomenal job that when he used Jimenez and Iglesias in the first game, he didn't leave them in there so long that they couldn't use them in the second game because that's what the Mets did in case they didn't finish. If they'd have hit Diaz again, he'd have been gone. And Diaz won't pitch tonight for the Mets.
No.
Because he's pitched over 30 pitches, I think, two days in a row, and 3 days in a row he's pitched. Right. But here's what Marcell Ozuna said about the interaction with Eddie Perez in the hit.
He say, like I say, it's safe arm and then don't rush. And then if I hit, the team going to win. So I had to.
So he had to, and he did. He's been the guy all year. As much maligned as he's been through his career the last couple of years with this team, the last season and three quarters, season and a half.
I was going to say, dude, think about the last season and three quarters is a good way to put it.
He's been as good as he can. In fact, Chris Sale has been the most important pitcher, I think, on this staff through the entire season. Starting pitcher.
Yeah.
Marcell Ozuna has been the most important player.
He's also one of the most bargain players out there. When you talk about $16 million for the number he's putting up, man, you can't beat that. And I'm excited to see where he goes.
So the wild card series starts tonight against the Padres for the Braves. It's unclear who the starting pitcher is going to be tonight.
Woof.
So who would you like to see take the mound?
Flip a coin or roll the dice? I don't know. I mean, in the options, Ian Anderson, AJ Smith, Shaw, Hurston, Waldrop, Bryce Elder, I honestly don't know. I think it's probably A.J. Smith-Shawver for me. Just because he's seen recent game action, although he hasn't seen this kind of high leverage situation. But other than that, I don't want to see Bryce Elder. I don't know that I've seen enough of Hurston Waldrop, period. And Ian Anderson has not been a part of this team for some time.
So just to give you the nugget then, because this comes from the Braves beat writer for MLB.com, Mark Bowman. He did talk about those guys being some of the top candidates to start game one of the wild card series. But he did point out that Ian Anderson has some of the best postseason numbers of all time. But again, he hasn't pitched in the majors since 2022.
I just don't. They have to really, really not believe in Smith-Shawver or Elder to in that spot to not start one of those guys. They've got to use an option on Ian Anderson, and he has not been up this year. So they have basically kept him out of that spot because of it's a control thing. And they want to get another year or two with him and see if he can regain that form. So I just think that he's the last option. I would see them throwing Bryce Elder before him. I don't like that, though. I think, to me, it's A.J. Smith-Shawver or Hurston Waldrop.
Don't you think that if there's ever time to waste an option, though, now's the time?
I mean, it seems like a pretty needy time to waste an option. The Braves have been needy all year. And it's not like we haven't went through injuries, even with the rotation all year. I'm going to tell you this. I would bring up A.J. Smith-Shawver because I think it's 6-1 way, half a dozen the other, what you're going to get with any of those guys. And he can throw. He's got heat. And Ian Anderson is not going to blow you away. And in the postseason, if you can get guys missing and you get them a little irritated and confused, especially a lot, this is a good lineup. But also, it's one that if you start throwing it by them and you get them a little frustrated, the power. It's a catch 22 because they also have a bunch of guys, including Machado and Tatis Jr., that they will run into one. And it ain't ever getting caught.
They'll start bumping. There ain't no doubt about that.
But I would rather see a young flamethrower who's too stupid to realize the situation. And I say stupid in a good way, like young. It's just that
naive.
Bravado.
Yes.
It's the bravado, right? The ignorance of what the moment is.
That, you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah. I would go with the flamethrower.
I think, but can we just for a second imagine the conversation? I'm imagining that Snicker probably talks to, I think it's Teixeira, who's the Gwinnett Stripers manager, if I'm not mistaken, Hawaiian fella. And can you imagine the Snicker just calling him, just shoot me straight. who is it? Who's the guy? I don't know. I haven't watched a pitch. Just tell me straight up which one of these guys needs to be the pitch. I'm letting you make the call, bro.
Is it Teixeira or Tuiasosopo?
No, it's not Tuiasosopo. He was last year, but right now it's Teixeira. Because Tuiasosopo's up a big
league. That's right. He's the third base coach.
Yeah.
I would tell you this. If I was going with comfortability, I would use the option on Ian Anderson because the one thing I know about his career is he's been very good in the postseason. The problem is we haven't seen him.
No, we haven't.
In 2 years.
That's okay. That's all right. Yeah, like you said, it's a mixed bag. Yeah, no, and too, can you imagine Ian Anderson, the comeback? There's no time like this for the comeback.
That's what,
And I just think that's such an interesting prospect of listening to that conversation because Snicker said, he's like, well, we got a 4-hour plane flight to figure it out. You know, I don't know who's going tomorrow, but we got to fly across the country tonight. So we'll have that conversation maybe over a first class cocktail on the team plane. You know, like it just is what it is.
This is a manager and a GM, though, that tied 1-1, up 2-1 in the World Series, ran Dylan Lee out there to start a game, and then brought in. He's been traded now. Well, I got it.
There's a bunch of them. Which one are you talking about?
Kyle Wright. Yeah, thank you. Damn, Dylan, that a boy. He brought in Kyle Wright and then I think it was the first or second inning. And Kyle Wright was dominant for like 4 or 5 innings, and that was actually what changed Kyle Wright's entire career.
Yeah.
Because Kyle Wright was so up and down and had no confidence at times. That changed. So when I tell you, expect the unexpected with Brian Snicker and Alex Anthopoulos, because these guys have the testicular fortitude. I mean, they started Grant Holmes in a winner-take-all game.
Yeah, I will say this, too. That's a decent place. If you're a guy that does not have, like, a big track record in the playoffs, I would say Petco Park is as easy of a landing spot as there probably is in terms of playoff teams, right? You're not going into one of these raucous environments. Like, you're not going to Philadelphia, right? You're not going to New York. You're not going to some of these other places that would just straight up – you know, try to talk you out of the stadium, you're going to Petco Park. And it's the Padres are a good team. I'm not taking anything away from just the atmosphere and the aura that they're going to have. But it's I would say that's probably your best-case scenario when you're talking about a guy like an A.J. Smith-Shawver or an Ian Anderson to go out there and start, because I don't know that the hype will get away from you in either one of those two scenarios.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event, happening now, and save up to 50% off select styles, plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This hour brought to you by Zero Res. Smart, lasting, clean. All right, the Atlanta Falcons, after that win over the Saints, they've got Thursday night football this week against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It is definitely a quick turnaround, but what needs to be corrected during this time? Well, here's Coach Raheem Morris on the Coach's Show with Dave Archer.
Really, you want to tighten up the screws on both sides of the ball when it comes to running the football, right? When it comes to stopping the run. You know, we came out in that second half on defense and really tightened up a little bit, but you want to continue to grow on that when you're talking about defense and how you want to fit the run, how you want to play the run, how you want to knock it out to make teams one-dimensional. And the same thing goes for our offense. We got it going a little bit later. Tyler gave us a big boost. We got a little bit of things from Bijan, but we want to really establish that early and often, and that will help some of our time of possession things. That'll help some of the things we got better at. You know, we're able to attack third down as we can get a little bit better, like to tighten that up even more. Third downs, being able to run the football, being able to stop the run, all of those things really become about us, and we can't wait to get on the practice field to be able to talk about those things, walk through those things, and get a little bit of small practice there on Wednesday to be able to get ready.
Yeah, you know, he nailed it. It's running the ball on both sides and stopping the run. I think they're missing Nate Lamon a little bit. I think that that physicality at linebacker, and I think it would, if you had Lamon, Ellis, and Anderson all healthy, I think you could do more things with Caden Ellis, because I think Caden Ellis is an asset that you could use, but you're having to use in different ways. But because of that injury, you have to use him a certain way. That's why I love the practice squad signing of Rashawn Evans, who I absolutely think, no matter what, if Troy Anderson is active this week, I think Rashawn Evans will be active. I think you're going to rob Peter to pay Paul?
Correct.
In another position.
Sure.
So you might see only two tight ends active this week. Something like that, right? Because you're banged up on the line, you're banged up at linebacker, and I say offensive line, linebacker. Your running back spot is a little bit iffy right now with Bijan's hamstring. So I think that's, you're going to have to make one guy not active. Maybe Antonio Hamilton Sr. is not active this week. I don't know, but you're going to do that. But also, I keep hearing guys telling me that the starting tight end, where's number 8, has to get more touches. Well, he's got to catch them. I hear Tyler Algier's got to get more touches. You can't give all these guys touches, Mike, unless you do what? Do what?
Well,
do what? Possess the football.
Don't stop yelling at me, for the love.
All right?
Let me just yell at you for a second.
Okay, go ahead.
First of all, what do you need, Tiff?
No, I needed a few more sips of that coffee before that.
Yeah,
that
before
came.
Bo started yelling at everybody.
There's no easing.
And first of all, the guy
answer
you're
the
talking about is a member of Squid Nation.
Who?
Right?
Who?
Mr. Yo. Out on the freaking Twitter right now, telling me that Kyle Pitts has got to be part of the game plan. Kyle Pitts doesn't have to be part of any freaking game plan.
You're looking at Twitter getting angry.
All right. I don't.
Who's that name you just keep saying?
Kyle Pitts.
Who's that?
The tight end.
Okay. The tight end. That's all I know him as right now.
Until
he starts having catches.
Stop. You don't have to be disrespectful. And because here's the thing. I don't need Kyle Pitts to be part of any game plan. Kyle Pitts does. The people telling me that Kyle Pitts needs to be part of the game plan keep bringing up the fact that he's the number 4 overall pick. And we've had this conversation before. I don't care. I don't care. Give me players that want to play hard and that are going to make plays. That's all. I don't care if they're freaking undrafted, man. I don't need Kyle Pitts part of the game plan. Quit telling me that he's an asset. He's not right now. He better get into shape and start playing a little bit harder, and then we'll have that conversation later.
Well, maybe we'll calm down if we bounce around the league. Let's go in the huddle. We had a Monday Night Football doubleheader with the Seahawks and Lions, and then you also had the Titans and Dolphins, but we'll start in Detroit. And let's go a little bit further because there's a new holiday in Michigan. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has declared September 30th as Megatron Day in honor of Lions great Calvin Megatron Johnson, the former tech great as well.
And Sandy Creek Patriot, I might add. Thank you. Shout out to the Creek one time.
And Sandy Creek Patriot. He was inducted into the Pride of Lions, which is kind of like their Hall of Fame.
Such a silly name.
During Detroit's matchup on Monday Night Football against the Seahawks. Yeah.
You hear Pride of Lions and it sounds like something that came about in the 50s, and it's not that old. It's not that old.
I just think of the Lion King. I don't know why.
I'll say this about Megatron, just to add a little note. I don't think that there's anybody that I was on a football field with that looked better than Megatron did. When he took the field, everybody noticed him. He didn't even look like he belonged as a wide receiver. He looked like Julius Peppers, right? Rushing a defensive end or one of those kind of guys. So any kind of thing they're going to give him, especially in the city of Detroit where dominant football players have kind of been few and far between, I'm all for it, man. Hats off to him. And we can celebrate him any chance we get.
Like you get Megatron Day. That's actually pretty cool. So as for the game, well, Jared Goff was perfect, setting an NFL record by completing all 18. Yeah, that's right. He was 18 of 18 in passing. And so they beat the Seahawks 42-29. Kurt Warner, by the way, had the previous league mark for the passes without an incompletion, going 10 for 10 against Arizona. That was back in 2005. So Jared Goff getting it done.
I think that was when Kurt Warner was with the Giants as well when he did that.
It was for Arizona against Houston.
Oh, it's for Arizona. Yeah. Okay. Yes. He did revitalize his career. Remember, he had a couple years with the Giants, and he did.
I almost forgot about that. So you just brought that up.
He got replaced. I think he got benched for Eli. I think that's when that was. He was the stopgap between Eli and whoever the I think what was it? What was the guy's name? That Kerry Collins. But anyways, look, good night for Jared Goff. The Lions get back on track. They're 3-1. They look pretty good last night. Good. The Seahawks had been a pretty good – I mean, they were 3-0 coming into that game. The other game – so that game started at 8:15, and the other game started at 7:30.
Yeah.
This was supposed to be the premier matchup.
A little bit wild there because now you've got both your backup quarterbacks in this game. So you had Tyler Huntley, obviously, with the Dolphins, who signed September 17th. Not a great night for him as the Dolphins lose 31-12. But then you also had Will Levis going down with an injury in this one. So Mason Rudolph enters the game, leading Tennessee to their first win of the season.
Yeah, I just want to thank Snoop Huntley for
and
the Miami Dolphins offense for helping Team Bo Johnson win their fantasy matchup. We were going against A-Shane and Tyreek Hill.
Your fantasy world is not a part of like the In the Huddle segment because we're talking about really happened in the game.
I can tell you what really happened last night. Tyreek Hill did nothing.
It was massive.
Massive
dub.
And I appreciate that because it got us a win. Boy, what a...
an ugly game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was ugly.
Dude, I've not watched Will Levis, but I have seen highlights and seen a little bit. Before he went out, he did not look very good. He threw a terrible pick.
He's so tough and so gritty that it kind of his persona, you love seeing it come to the forefront. But as far as like dispersing the ball and actually reading coverages, it's brutal. It's been brutal throughout this year.
So Brian Callahan, before there's any controversy up in Tennessee, he says Levis is 100% the Titans quarterback if he is healthy.
And he said that with his fingers crossed. And can I just get one more week with Mason Rudolph so I can see what I got? Mason Rudolph did not look great, but he looked much better at what they were trying to do, and he was able to move the ball to actually get them points.
I thought Mason Rudolph was better at actually throwing the ball and diagnosing the defense, but I don't know that Mason Rudolph from what I saw. Now I didn't watch every single snap. It didn't look like Mason Rudolph understood what the protections were. Like, he got hit with a couple times with blitzes that would come right up the middle, and it was like he didn't understand that he was unprotected.
And that's what worries – that would worry me if I was a Titans fan about the coach and what they're doing, because if Mason Rudolph can't figure it out, what are you doing with Will Levis?
Let me slow you down just a little bit, because as a coach, here's what happens. All right, you have Will Levis is struggling so much – that you are focusing so much energy on Will Levis and all these snaps and all the comments you're making and all the notes you're writing up about the practice, that sometimes it's like Mason Rudolph is just like, dude, if we get to Mason Rudolph, like we'll just have to deal with it when we get there. Let's focus on Will Levis because he's our guy. And then Mason Rudolph has to come in and you're like, oh man, he actually might not know slide protection, slide, 5-man slide. Oh my God. Oh yeah. And you're just yelling from the sideline. So hats off.
Christian McCaffrey, we got more insight into his trip to Germany for treatment on his Achilles tendonitis. It turns out, according to reports, he doesn't just have it on one side. He has bilateral Achilles tendonitis, meaning he has it in both legs. This is according to NBC Sports, Matt Mayocco, who reported this on Sunday. So this is not great news for the 49ers, and it's unclear when they'll be able to get him back.
I saw a tweet from a 49ers fan that said, by the time we get to week 7, he might not have legs. It just has to feel like gut punch after gut punch to them. And obviously, you're coming off a big victory. But, man, they've got to get it figured out. They're like, honestly, the Niners right now feel like the Braves. They feel like the Braves, dude. Just every single injury bug what you think is a championship contending team just continues to bite you along the way.
The weird thing here is that you're taking shots at jokes, and I'm the one that says I really feel for the human being because Achilles
both
tendonitis in both legs.
Oh.
That has got to be extremely painful.
That's excruciating.
That's gotta be awful.
And so I really feel for Christian McCaffrey as a human being. But this is who he's been through his NFL career. You get a season and a half out of him where he's healthy, and then it just seems like, hold on. I don't know if you 100% know how I'm going with this, but then it seems like he is going to miss a majority or all of another season. It just sucks that he has to go through this, but it just has not been able to stay fully healthy. And I don't know. The point is I don't know what his future is in this league. I don't know if I'm him, if I can continue to do this.
Game one is tonight of the wild card series between the Atlanta Braves and the San Diego Padres. So the Braves headed out west immediately after they took game two of their doubleheader against the Mets, winning that 3-0 last night.
I got to tell you guys, the old sleep account, like I like to call it, where I'm trying to get my sleep savings up, is going to take a hit this week because this West Coast baseball games, along with the Thursday night football, I'm not going to get much sleep, it seems like, this week, man. So, yeah, obviously with the late start times and everything else, and hopefully the Braves, I have no idea what the Braves' flights are like. I'm assuming they're a little bit like the Falcons as far as the Delta planes go and things like that, but hopefully they got a chance to get comfortable, man, get leaned back in those chairs, whoever was on that roster, and get some sleep, maybe an IV here and there, because that's they got a long 3 days ahead of them for sure.
I think they're more luxurious because they have less people, so they can. Sure. I think the planes are a little bit more custom, like kind of like an NBA plane. Because you have less people. But I'm not 100% sure. I do know that Delta.
I would think the NBA teams probably fly mostly on, like, jets. I don't know that – I think there's a little bit too many people going for the Braves to be able to kind of fly that situation. I would assume their travel party's, what, 70, 80, something along those lines. So, but, you know, the Falcons, they always do a good job of making sure that we have, like, at least a seat between all the players, if not, you know, kind of sitting in that side aisle where there's two seats and you sit by yourself over there. So I have no idea what the Braves plane flight looks like I said. But, yeah, you're right. Maybe there's some kind of special plane where they were allowed to get comfortable and lay back. Maybe you got one of those transatlantic planes where they all have beds up in first class. That'd be nice, especially for some of those guys with back problems. Hopefully they're able to get that situation right for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to hope that they are able to get that situation right.
But look, here's the thing: we don't know who's starting tonight. Do they bring up Ian Anderson? Would they use the option? Do they start? Do they bring up AJ Smith-Shawver? There's really no other option in there because you can't do Grant Holmes again. Grant Holmes gave you four innings. You got to give him an off day. I know he was one person that mentioned him, but he's not going to give you what you gave him last night. So you've got to have some kind of plan going into this. I'm going to be very interested in what they do.
Oh, man. Speaking of plans, I hate what I'm about to do. Let's hit it mic'd up. I want to play two cuts for you guys, and I want you to tell me what exactly you hear from these two cuts. These are actual NFL plays from this past weekend. Let's go with the Tennessee play first. Dial on. Let it roll.
To take a direct snap, that's Pollard who comes in motion. Fake it to him, and the wrinkle works. And Tennessee first to reach the end zone tonight.
That's the Titans. That's last night. That's Chris Fowler on Monday Night Football. Boy, he's had an interesting weekend, has he not? I'm not going to ask you just yet to tell me what you heard out of that. I'll give you one more play. This coming from the Commanders, and I believe this is Brian Robinson this weekend.
A direct snap to Brian Robinson. Little wildcat from Washington.
What I'm about to say is the most fanboy thing you might ever hear me say on these radio airwaves, but I think it actually plays itself into contention when I look at this Falcons offense, when I look at the red zone, when I look at the short yardage situation, and when I see a 100% healthy Kirk Cousins attempt to elude the pocket and escape out to his left. I think we've got to run some Wildcat. And I know that sounds absolutely against everything that I believe, goes in.
Was this
sounds
from people
extremely fanboy
tweeting you?
No, this has nothing to do with it. I wouldn't do a segment on people tweeting me. That's not really what the mafia is all about. I'm watching.
What is the mafia all about?
Well, we're about, you know, being based in reality, and the reality.
Oh, you just said you want to run the Wildcat, and you're based in reality.
Allow me to finish. I'll give you my platform. Here's the problem: you have an offensive line that's not built to go north and south. We don't run anything north and south. We run nothing north and south. As a matter of fact, we don't run anything other than zone, inside zone, and outside zone. That's the reason you have Bijan Robinson in a fourth and one on the most important play of the game, doing a speed sweep out to the edge because we cannot block up the middle. Why can we not block up the middle? We're not built for that, and we don't have a plus one. We don't have any threat to actually leverage a defense left and right. We don't pull guards. We don't do any of that.
Why don't we pull guards?
Off our offense.
Why can't we pull guards?
I don't know.
Are we not good at it? You don't think we're good at it?
I don't know if we're good at it. I've never seen it.
But I mean,
I think I saw Matthew Bergeron pull maybe twice last year.
Yeah.
Maybe Lindstrom, maybe once. And I don't know why we don't do it. It's not for me to answer. It's because our offensive identity is wide zone. That's what this offense is based on. Here's all I'm saying. We talk about Algier getting carries. We talk about how dynamic, and I would love to see the numbers, this offense is when Bijan and Algier are on the field at the same time. All I'm saying is, the opportunity when you get into these tight situations where you need north and south movement, right? When you need to add a plus one to the run game, Kirk Cousins handing the ball off on the run game is doing nothing for you. It's just a simple fact. Now, I didn't even go this route, but you want to talk about other people coming in at quarterback. Let's just go back to Taysom Hill in short yardage last weekend against the Falcons, busting it right up into the B gap for touchdowns. I'm not saying that this is the answer for the offensive woes. I'm just saying in short yardage situations, this has to be a package and it has to be an option. And I hate myself for saying that. Like I said, I try to root everything I say in reality and say, well, Kirk Cousins is this. You want the option to do this. You want to be able to bootleg. The fact of the matter is Kirk Cousins might be 100% healthy. Doesn't mean he's 100% as an athlete. All right. And right now he's bringing you nothing with his legs. I'm just saying that when you get in third and one situations, having Bijan or Tyler Algier line up at quarterback, or maybe somebody else, and take a direct snap and run a zone read and have something off of it where you can continue to expand that package has got to be something, because what we have done so far through 4 weeks in those situations and on third down, it ain't working.
You look in the mirror, what do you see?
I don't see myself. I don't see myself right now, and I hate myself for it. It's just not the identity that I want to build, especially not in these airwaves. And like I said, it sounds very, very fanboy, but I think that this just is one of those things that I feel like I have to put out in the quote-unquote ethos that Raheem always talks about, out into the climate right now, and look at what else is happening around the NFL. We talk about Jaden Daniels, how electric they are. All right, we talk about some of these other young players. We even talk about what was the Falcons' best red zone play last year, the best short yardage play they had. It was a read option. All right, and I don't care if he fumbled it going across the goal line multiple times. It still worked out.
Yeah,
it still should have been. It has to be something that you are able to do in some form in today's NFL.
But I think part of the problem we're seeing is that they're not doing anything well. It feels like they're not possessing the ball. That even the good drives they've had have been short. They've been the best drive all year, I think, was the opening drive against Kansas City 2 weeks ago, and it was a 4-minute drive. And so when you do things, it's coming in chunks. You're not having time to be more creative because you're not running plays.
Yeah.
You're running 20 less plays every week than the opponent.
Here's what my answer would be to that. If you get to third and two, all right, and you're able to actually convert that, then you stay on the field for more plays. And that's my whole basis. And all I'm saying to the Falcons fans out there is, if you don't like the idea, just keep an open mind. Look at some of the other teams in the NFL and what they are in short yardage. There's a reason that their percentage is much better than ours.
Do you have an open mind, or maybe you don't? You can let us know about Mike's game plan if you want to call us on the wake-up call at 404-726-0929. That is next here on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.